AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. We now know which 10 Republican presidential candidates will take part in Thursday's debate.
They are Donald Trump, Jeb Bush, Scott Walker, Mike Huckabee, Ben Carson, Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, Rand Paul, Chris Christie, and finally, John Kasich.
AP correspondent Steve Peoples reports it was those who did best in the polls that get to participate. Political science professor Michael McDonald says those selected will have an advantage over those not participating.
It adds an aura of respectability, of credibility to those candidates that the other candidates can't buy at this point through media or other things.
Organizers say something had to give to ensure the debate in Cleveland didn't turn into a nationally televised circus. Firefighters and equipment from outside California have been arriving to battle a huge blaze burning 10 miles from Clear Lake. More than 13,000 people have been required or urged to leave their homes, vacation cabins, and campsites. Fire Battalion Chief Hugo Patina says more than 3,000 firefighters are battling the Rocky Fire.
This is the number one priority fire for the state of California and is getting the lion's share of the resources.
The stubborn fire has consumed more than 101 square miles. The Washington Post reports the FBI is looking into the security of the private email server that Hillary Rodham Clinton used when she was Secretary of State. There was emotional testimony in the sentencing phase of the Colorado theater shooting trial Tuesday. The AP's Sadie Gurman reports.
Jurors heard from people who had lost children and fathers and daughters and sons in the theater shooting. It was the first time that they've had a chance to actually address jurors to talk about sort of the impact of this heinous crime on their lives.
The defense declined to question any survivors. This is AP Radio News. Florida authorities are investigating the deaths of three people in Pensacola as a possible ritualistic killing. Escambia County officials think the killings the previous Tuesday and the way the bodies were positioned may be connected to the blue moon, a rare second full moon in a single month. New Hampshire State Fire Marshal says it's unclear why, after a widespread warning of severe weather, that a circus put on its planned show in a tent that ended up collapsing in a storm, killing a spectator and his 8-year-old daughter. Fire Marshal Bill Degnan says it's the responsibility of the circus operator to monitor the weather. There's also concern about a lack of a permit for the tent.
The circus did not have a place of assembly permit, and that's one of the things that we're looking into.
In central India, at least 19 people were killed when two passenger trains derailed as monsoon rains flooded a track. A railway official says 250 people were rescued. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.